KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 21 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Members of the KM School District's Board of Education Monday approved a change order for the new multi-purpose building to be constructed this summer at the North Elementary School. Superintendent Steve Pelzer told KJAN News the change makes the building a little bit wider and changes the slope of the roof. It also means the project will add $20,000 to the price of the original bid of $584,800 by Jensen Builders of Ames. The board, he said, also discussed but took no action on replacing the football scoreboard with an LED-type board. Pelzer said that the KAM school board will likely approve replacing the current scoreboard with a new one at a later date because it's cheaper to replace it than to retrofit the current scoreboard with LED lights. He says they're also looking into the purchase of play clocks for the end zone, but no decision was made on that either at this time. News time is 9:01.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance in Atlantic. We know you have a lot of choices, but we believe you work too hard to have just a crop insurance policy. We've partnered with Diversified Crop Insurance Services in order to offer you more. Through Diversified, we can offer you a number of free marketing services to help you with your risk management and to enhance your crop insurance policy. Services like a daily recorded call from risk management analyst Rich Morrison with an update on the key grain and outside markets. If you're busy when the call comes in, it will be recorded on your voicemail. You can also choose to receive texts throughout the day alerting you on the markets of your choice. You choose which contracts you want to follow and the times of day you'd like to receive updates. When you choose us, you'll have access to these and more tools available from Diversified Services. Because federal crop insurance is a government-subsidized program, the price is the same no matter where you go, and the time to make your choice is now. Call today and let us put your hands on the tools you need to succeed. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Diversified Services is an equal opportunity provider.
The Cass County Health System has announced it recently joined hospitals and health care providers throughout the state as a member of the statewide health information exchange known as Nebraska Health Information Initiative, or NEHI. The Steve Stark, Cass County Health System Chief Information Officer, said NEHI is an interconnected health information exchange where CCHS staff can send and receive vital patient information and authorized caregivers, resulting in quicker and safer care. Stark said the web-based system securely displays important medical information to clinics, hospitals, and other health care providers. Relevant patient information such as lab results, past medical history, x-ray reports, allergies, and medication prescriptions are available in real time to authorized physicians and clinicians. Stark says that will reduce duplicate testing, reducing a callback and forth between the providers and improve patient outcomes. He said it's especially helpful in emergencies or when CCHS receives a patient from another NEHI participant hospital or sends a patient to one. According to Dr. Harris Frankel, president of the Nebraska Health Information Initiative Board of Directors, patient participation in NEHI is optional. Frankel said that while they would like everyone to recognize the benefits of participation, a patient may decide not to share their medical information and may opt out of the exchange simply by contacting NEHI. The Omaha Veterans Hospital is referring surgeries elsewhere in the city because of humidifier problems in its operating rooms. VA officials said yesterday the rooms have been temporarily shut down and will remain out of service until humidifiers are fixed or replaced. The hospital performs about 300 surgeries per month. The VA said the rooms have been checked for mold problems, but none have been detected. The Iowa Transportation Commission has updated its rules to expand the list of health care providers who can determine when a person is ready to get their driver's license back after it has been suspended for medical reasons. Dr. Mark Lowe is the director of the DOT's Motor Vehicle Division.
In the past, our rules have allowed only physicians and optometrists to provide a medical report that indicates a person is safe to return to driving, and we have been contacted by a number of groups that have indicated that the way in which people are receiving medical services now is not strictly through physicians and optometrists, but also through registered nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, that they're assuming an active role in people's care.
Lowe says the new rule says a qualified medical professional can determine if a person is ready to get back on the road.
That includes within that definition of qualified medical professional, medical doctor, doctor of osteopathic medicine, optometrist and registered nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. and then indicates that a person who is qualified as a that fits within the definition of a qualified medical professional can provide a medical report indicating a person is safe to return to driving.
And then it indicates a person who fits with the definition of qualified medical professional can provide a medical report indicating that a person is safe to return to driving. He said the feedback on the rule change has been supportive.
We did receive a number of positive comments on this from folks practicing in the physician's assistant profession, as well as doctors working with physician's assistants.
And the commission approved the change at their meeting last week in Ames. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department said Monday that no injuries were reported after a county plow rolled into a ditch last Monday. Officials said Anthony Pitson of Hamburg was driving a 1996 International truck equipped with a plow on Bluff Road, and the blade caught the soil on the shoulder of the road. The impact caused the southbound plow to slide into a ditch before it rolled onto its side. There was no dollar amount of damage provided in the sheriff's report. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department reports three Nebraska City, Nebraska residents were arrested Friday afternoon on fifth-degree theft and trespassing charges. Taken into custody was 40-year-old Verrill Clark, 33-year-old Ryan Kurtzer, and 41-year-old Brian Narrison. The trio was arrested after a citizen reported persons allegedly stealing scrap metal in the 2600 block of 225th Avenue in Fremont County. Clark posted a $600 bond and was released. Narrison and Kurtzer pled guilty to the charges and were sentenced to 10 days in jail. Also arrested Friday on a separate charge of fifth-degree theft not connected to the other incident was 34-year-old Kevin Cully of Hamburg. Elsewhere in state news, a Storm Lake woman has been accused of bounding her 3-year-old's finger so tightly that a portion of it had to be amputated. Police say 30-year-old Kaylin Compton brought her daughter to an emergency room on Thursday. Police arrested Compton after staff became suspicious of the child's injury. Compton said she bound the girl's finger with tissue and a rubber band to cover a hangnail or other similar injury. The staff told police the binding was so tight the girl's finger mummified and the rubber band sank into the bone, causing signs of gangrene. A surgical team removed a portion of the girl's finger. Compton was charged Friday with child endangerment causing serious injury. A Northern Iowa woman has been charged with stealing from a drug treatment center where she worked there, or while she worked there. Authorities say 43-year-old Tracy Hassman of Nora Springs was arrested last week and charged with stealing more than $10,000 from Prairie Ridge Addiction and Treatment Services of Mason City while employed there. Authorities say Hassman took the money between June of 2006 and October 2012. Hassman is bonded out of jail, and her next court appearance is scheduled for March 27th. The Iowa Supreme Court is gathering public input on proposed rule changes involving the appointment of court interpreters and attorneys representing parents in juvenile cases. Rules for court interpreters were last changed in 2008, and the court says many new developments since then need to be addressed. In orders filed Monday, the court proposes to add qualifications required for an interpreter and the role of the interpreter in the proceeding and the professional and ethical conduct details. Comments on the rules will be accepted until May the 17th. The court also says it will hold a public hearing on July the 9th on juvenile court rules. Written documents will be accepted for that until March the 31st. Proposed rules include standards for practice and minimum experience requirements for attorneys representing parents in juvenile cases. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the Marine Corps said this morning 7 Marines have been killed in a training accident at the Hawthorne Army Depot in Nevada. The Corps said in a statement that the accident last night also injured several with the 2nd Marine Division. The cause is under investigation. The Hawthorne Army Depot stores and disposes of ammunition. The facility is made up of hundreds of buildings spread over more than 230 square miles. Tens of thousands of people are still without power after powerful winds and massive hail hammered the South. In Mississippi, hail broke car windows and pelted homes and businesses. Some hail was as large as baseballs in some area, in and around the capital of Jackson, Mississippi. In Alabama, utility officials say straight-line winds gusting as high as 80 miles per hour toppled trees and power lines. A surprisingly strong increase in new home construction is sending stocks higher this morning in early trading on Wall Street. The Commerce Department reported the market before the market opened that builders increased the number of homes and apartments they're constructing in February at the fastest pace in more than 4 years. And jurors in suburban Detroit have been given a computer so they can listen again to a critical 911 call as they deliberate in the trial of a 75-year-old woman who shot and killed her teenage grandson. The jury must decide whether to convict Sandra Lane of first-degree murder or a lesser charge, or acquit her on the basis of self-defense. News time is 9:10.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance in Atlantic. We know you have a lot of choices, but we believe you work too hard to have just a crop insurance policy. We've partnered with Diversified Crop Insurance Services in order to offer you more. Through Diversified Services, we can offer you a number of free marketing services to help you with your risk management and to enhance your crop insurance policy. The Grain Market Outlook is a daily email that brings you up to date on the latest events in the grain markets and some strategies you could choose to implement for your revenue management program. And on the third Thursday of each month, you can join Diversified Services' Rich Morrison as he discusses current market conditions and much more. When you choose us, you'll have access to these and more tools available from Diversified Services. Because federal crop insurance is a government-subsidized program, the price is the same no matter where you go, and the time to make your choice is now. Call today and let us put your hands on the tools you need to succeed. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Diversified Services is an equal opportunity provider.
In the funeral announcements, Mark Heckman Sr., age 65 of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Celebration of life services for Mark Heckman Sr. will be today at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Glendora Lumpkin, age 89 of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Glendora Lumpkin will be today at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Teresa Lynn Osborne, age 44 of Marion, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Teresa Osborne will be today at 10:30 at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Steve Nelson, age 71, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in San Diego. Funeral services for Steve Nelson will be today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alton Madsen, age 85 of Audubon, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Alton Madsen will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Shirley Morey, age 85 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shirley Morey will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Laura Garrett, age 100 of Stewart, died Friday. Funeral services for Laura Garrett will be held this Friday at 10:30 at the St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in rural Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. Jim Burnett, age 76 of Earlham, died Sunday. A memorial service for Jim Burnett will be this Friday at 5 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Donna Landsman of Harlan died Sunday. Funeral services for Donna Gibson Landsman are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Alex Ohl, age 34 of Manning, died at his group home in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Alex Ohl is pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.